I said that to myself too. Because you had mentioned what people think.
Well, I know exactly what it is. I just think I didn't write it down.
Oh, okay, so, okay. I didn't think you remembered. Because I remember vaguely, but I don't
remember.
First
of all, did I bring it up at the bar? We were sitting at the bar. Yeah. We had us a good time at the bar yesterday.
Nobody knew we were there.
That's how long we were probably gone.
Yeah. I thought everybody knew we was over there. I guess we didn't tell nobody. We just did.
I was hungry as fuck.
God, that would have been real raggedy of us to just leave right then.
So if they thinking, damn, they just walked away and left? Oh, no, yeah. We did that. We could talk about that, too. Fights at family functions.
Ooh, rowdy.
Rowdy. And then it's like picking a side. You know, at some point, you got to pick a side.
You do.
Unfortunately.
And you, my uncle, who came, he was the one that's who came over.
The one who was asking us what drinks, what the name of the drink was or something? Okay.
Yeah. So he came.
So that's the husband. Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course.
But it was a good time.
It was. Yeah. But we were on the opposite side of the building. We didn't know what they was doing over there. I guess playing the games.
But listen, if something had gone awry, I'm sure we would have heard about it on the other side. But it seemed to go smoothly.
We'd walk back up and watch drinks. Hey, what's going on? Where everybody go?
I know when I walked back over, I was like, oh, everybody's gone. I didn't realize it was like 5:30. And the lanes were only rented for 2 hours. So I walked back over there and, you know, just to see how everybody was doing. And I walked past a few of my family, but mostly everyone was gone.
Because Tara and Maya were standing at the front. So I was like, okay.
That's their ready to go face, too. Period. So
I would get in my car and
they loaded stuff in the car. I'm like, it's really over.
I will always drive my car to every function.
Oh, always.
Even if I'm dead tired.
My childhood taught me that.
I'm just going to just drive myself so still.
Because I used to think it was literal torture to have to be trapped with Tara King wherever she was going. If my daddy was going, I would ride with him.
Yes, because we're going.
Because Pops, one thing about, she said that to me too. She was like, where you been? And I was like, oh, I was at the bar eating with Mo. And she was like, you are your daddy's child. I was like, where is daddy? At home. I was like, makes sense to me.
So we went to Jazzy's was that last Friday we went?
I think so.
Here go Kitty. You know, because you got there first. And I was like, hey, I'm going to leave the house. So here go Kitty. Well, it would be nice if you let your mama ride with you.
Mom, what did she know? She said, you going to come pick up your mama?
Yes. You know, Kitty. You going to come get your mama?
No.
Actually, no. I was actually about to leave. And you're not even. What got me was you're not even ready.
Oh, yeah, because she was just getting in the shower.
And I didn't get to tell her. She was like, Kim was there. I'm going to be down the street. Like,
how dare you talk
about? You gonna come get your mama? How can I say no to that? And then on top of that, I'm like, you're not even ready, so great. And I gotta call Kim back and be like,
I gotta do a loop around the block.
Kim had to go. You wouldn't go run an errand though. I did, right? Yeah. No, but the reason why my first mom was like, no, I didn't want her to route me because Kitty will stay out later than I will, of course. So
she will, so you gotta wait on her.
I left before she did still. I was like,
did you
gonna ride with Tracy, Dominique?
Oh, yeah, because what you. Well, see, I won't abandon you. I'll make sure you have, a situation.
I'm sure she had plenty of, she's good.
She is good, because if anything, she'll call somebody to come get her.
But I'm finna go.
And you left pretty late, because I was like, dang, Mo left kind of late. You know, we left at 7:30.
We stayed there. We stayed for a while.
Which I'm going to stay longer next time.
Because they had the live band situation. So
I left right before that music. I was trying to, here's the thing. When I told you, I was just going to run an errand, I went to go, but I couldn't find a place. So I never actually ran it. I couldn't find it, and it was downtown. I didn't feel like the parking situation. So I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to just go back. And by the time I honestly made it back, y'all, it was maybe 10 minutes before y'all showed up. So it wasn't that bad. I really just wasted gas.
That's downtown and the parking situation. I get pissed. I don't even try to go to that UPS no more. I have to loop around that shit. It was
a whole district. I was trying to go to a FedEx.
I literally have to loop 50 times.
Because it's all in one-way streets.
And yeah, and I tried to go to FedEx wasn't as bad as the UPS situation.
I couldn't find the FedEx. It was no FedEx sign.
I ended up walking up there because at one point I was trying to find it. And it was giving me the walking direction. I had to ask, people on the streets, which was like, oh my God, am I New York? Like, what happened? I'm like downtown talking to people. What kind of shit is this?
New York? Stop it.
That's my little piece of New York.
Compared to slow-ass Jacksonville.
When I'm downtown, walking around, it feels very out of townish to me. Because, this is not my norm.
You're not used to this.
I felt like I was in a movie where's the FedEx?
Girl, please.
And it was.
See, I couldn't find the goddamn FedEx. And I was so... And it was rush hour because it was 5:00. So I'm like, oh, no. Listen, let me not. I just...
Man, we are so animated.
Very much. So I just looped my ass right back around the Jazzy, sat in the car, made Instagram videos, and y'all was there in no time. So that's why I left. I was going to say, that's why I left at 7:30 because I was trying to make it to FedEx before they closed. So next time I'm going to stay long enough. Shmo is dying.
Can't stop making fun of this video.
You be doing it too. You be sitting outside of my house.
That's why I be late everywhere now. That's why I'm late everywhere.
I remember one time we had stopped recording the podcast, and I'm just walking around my house. It was like an hour after we had stopped recording. I look outside, and you're sitting in the car. I'm like, why is she still outside? I almost want to go out there and knock on your window. But yeah, so I went to the FedEx before it closed. I printed my stuff that I needed, and it was good. And listen, I told you, I almost came back, but I was tired. You are so stupid. Oh, it's cracking up. Are you well?
I just keep thinking about the pointless videos because, again, Kim, you know I'm always early.
Yes. Yes, you are very punctual. What time? Oh, you made it. I was going to say, what time did you make it? But you made it after me. That's why I was shocked.
I cannot believe.
Nah, was it because you was making videos?
Yeah. And then I still had to go to the store, and it was like, oh, well.
Madam. So you do it before you leave your house?
Yeah. Hmm. Literally right before I walk out the door. It's like my ritual to leave the house now.
I just realized, you talking about like in the mirror and stuff in the house.
In the mirror in my house, yeah. Now, I ain't even getting the car yet, so I ain't do my car videos yet. That's a different stuff.
I'm thinking about car videos. You gotta be all in the house
I'm
with
talking
it.
About the photo shoot I do in the house.
Girl.
And like I said, before I was going to Topgolf, I had a different outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I did a whole slew of videos and pictures. Mm. And of course, I was like, I don't like this no more. The last picture I did, I was like, looks like pajamas. I don't want to wear this. That's
so then you had to put on another outfit and do a whole another set. Oh, God.
So we was never going to get there at 4 o'clock.
You wasn't. But luckily,
I had no intention of showing up on time. I didn't, which is weird for me, but I thought I had a plan in my head.
All right. We can cut this out.
Okay, thanks. Because
Jesus. You want to cut all that out?
Funny.
Sorry for me. Okay.
Can we used to write this down?
I did, but I realized, first of all, I realized when I'm editing, I'm cutting stuff out as I go, so the timestamps don't match up no more.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I used to write timestamps. Right. That shit don't work.
You're right.
At all.
You cut out that first little piece, now it went from, I don't know, 15 to 14.
Exactly. So I found that it's just easier to listen to it all the way through. Because listen, I feel like if I depended on timestamps, I'd leave in a lot of messy shit. There's a lot of stuff I'd be able to cut.
Really?
Not a lot, but it is some stuff.
Like, I had a good chuckle. That's the high laugh can be talking about. Because that first time.
What first time?
I almost said it was the first time we was high on the podcast, but the first time I had that high laugh when you was like, oh, well, I don't know.
You was walking around the kitchen. You literally did a lap around
my
house.
God, I was laughing so hard.
Ooh, those are good laughs. The ones that you feel in your stomach when you make your stomach hurt.
Our conversation just went all over the place. It did. I don't remember the first thing we was even talking about.
I don't either.
We started talking about parking downtown.
We've been talking about this for 10
and
minutes.
And Jazzy's. Picking up my mama. Okay, yeah. I'm backtracking. My brain was trying to process what the hell we was talking about. Because we was talking about picking up my mama, because we was talking about how we like to drive ourselves to functions.
Oh!
So we can leave. That's
you see where
so
our conversation
just came from. I know y'all listening, y'all like, what the fuck?
You said that, and I was still like, what the fuck?
I was literally backtracking each conversation.
The fact that you remember, friend, that's good. Because, oh my God, I would have been sitting here for years trying to figure that out. Oh yeah, driving yourself to the function is a must.
Yeah, definitely.
You said, because you were saying, no matter how tired you are.
Or if I got the next move to get to, I got to go.
I got to go. The thing about me is I'm always going to leave. Oh, I can only do it for so long.
I don't leave until I have my next move, though. I will say that. Like, I stuck around at Jazzy's for a minute because I was waiting to see what was going on.
I will say I'm more inclined to stay because I know that I can take myself whenever I want. Like, because before it was like, oh, God, I feel trapped. But now it's like, I'm going to stay a little bit longer. I don't know. I think I like to hang out a little bit more than I used to.
So we're going
to
stay out, not later, but you're going to stay out late this time.
Jazzy's. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I just hope we get
a good spot. I definitely want to stay later.
We were going to talk about, since I brought it up a little bit, like blind date-ish or first date-ish stuff. And I was thinking, you know, you go out with somebody. Let's say, you never met them or you haven't seen them in a long time, so you don't really know what they've been really up to. Mm-hmm. So you go out and you have a good time. You know, y'all enjoying each other's company. And then you might hit to one of your friends who you went with or something. And they like completely like, oh, bitch.
Alert.
Like pretty much give you all red flags.
Yeah.
Do you continue to like go out with the person and just take what they say, you know, and just keep that in your back pocket?
Yeah,
or do you
B,
just shut it all completely? Because that's your friend telling you.
It is.
I don't know.
But I think people, because like I said, if somebody was doing that to you, you would want the person to give you a chance.
Right.
I feel like you should at least give people a chance. Now, that's not to say that they're not going to fuck it up.
Right.
Like that.
Right.
Because people will, if they're going to, it don't take them long. But I do think you should give people the chance. And just keep it, you know, keep it in your back pocket, like you said. Keep it, what did I say last week? Keep one eye open.
Keep one eye open.
Just one eye open.
But do you only do that based on the information that you were provided? Like, let's say, oh, he a cheater, he slap bitches, and blah, blah, blah. You know, like, would you take that and be like, oh, I'm definitely not going to deal with this man no more? Or do it have to be, like, something softer, like, oh, yeah,
yeah. If you tell me he rape people or... Yeah.
Oh. Of course, that's a like, okay, bitch, I'm never going to call him again. Let me change my number.
Yeah.
But if it's something at, like, oh, I heard he used people, or I heard...
Yeah, stuff like, I heard you're a liar.
Blah, blah, blah. Stuff like that, you just kind of... That's... Mm. You can test that out.
You can.
See.
And without causing too much harm first.
Because right. You don't want to go right back to the person like, oh, such
a... I heard what you yeah. I heard something about you. Because, oh my, imagine somebody coming up to you and saying that. Like, somebody you were talking to, and they come back to you and be like, I heard something about you.
Honestly, if it's, I'd be willing to have a conversation about it. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna just immediately flip. I'll be like, well, what did you, because again, that's, you got room to ask. Ain't that fair that they can ask, maybe? Or you think that person was never supposed to bring that up to you?
I don't know. It seems messy to me.
It does seem messy, but it's just all how you present it. But you can,
yeah, you're right, you're right.
Like, oh, so, did you? Because let's say somebody told that person, oh, yeah, you dated such and such. She dated Ray Ray. So if he come back to me and be like, did you date somebody named Ray Ray before? Or, right. Do you know who Ray Ray is?
Yeah.
Did you kind of gauge how it was? I think that's fair.
It is. Especially being upfront about it and, you know, forward.
Listen, so I heard you used to date Ray Ray. It's like, wait a minute, bitch. Like, okay.
Right, what you saying? What like, you trying to say? But, like, what if it's, I heard you was a hoe or I heard you.
First of all... Okay, I heard you were a skydiver. Like, we just say like, dumb shit all day. I heard stupid shit. No, like, dead ass. Has anybody ever walked up like, I heard you was a hoe? Like, how you can respond to that? Like, but no, I'm not. And then, like, if they got a definition of a hoe that I got a definition of, we could be going back and forth all day. I would be so annoyed. Break it down for me. How am I a hoe? What have you...
Because if you... if or okay, well, let's bring it back to this. If somebody said, I heard you were a liar. Just flat out. Like, I heard you just be telling random lies.
Like what? What I lie about?
See, then it's getting... Well, who told you that? And why would they say that?
Not even who told you. It's kind of like, so what proof do you have behind that? Have I told you a lie? Like, what lie was it... You know, what lie are we speaking of? Kim, I heard you were a liar.
What did I lie about, right?
What I lied about? Or fair. No, I'm, what I'm saying, no, I'm not a liar. We've all lied before. So again, that's just my smart ass mouth and brain just ready to, you know, you're ready to call somebody a stupid bitch, but not necessarily saying it. I'm just gonna ask. I'm gonna ask smart ass questions so you get annoyed. My first mind is like, who did I fuck? Like, if you think, because my mind, hoeing is bitches who fuck a lot.
Yeah.
That's my definition of hoe. But again, for you, what's your definition of hoe, Kim?
I don't know.
What's your definition of hoe? Dead ass, because if he telling me I'm a hoe, and I'm just thinking, a hoe is somebody who fuck a lot, but he talking about a hoe is somebody who talk to a bunch of niggas. I don't know,
it just sounds like something a man would say.
Some dumb ass shit.
Or like, maybe not in that. Maybe not in that exact verbiage.
That's what I'm saying. It's very random.
It is very random, but I'm talking about generally. Because liar is the same thing. What they gonna
say, I heard you get around.
Liar is the exact same thing. It was like, damn, okay, what? It's a very nebulous...
Right, I heard like, what I lied this. About, or if you have a
whole,
who was I?
So you might as well just not say shit and keep it to yourself.
Certain information, yeah, I think certain things.
Unless you're going to really like confront the person about it.
Oh,
like,
something very, very, very specific. Oh, yes. I heard you said you went to this school, and I'm here, you didn't go to that school.
Right.
Like, that's
right,
something right. That's very,
very, and
you can clear that up immediately. Like, yeah, actually, I do go to blah, blah, blah.
But that's what I'm saying. Unless you really, unless you're really willing to back this person into a corner, because it's like, damn, you really confronted me over a lie that I very well might have told.
Right.
So do I like, tell more lies or do I right, just open right. up and be like, because now you know, either way, you're going to know a lie.
It's going, the truth going to come out more and more as you keep talking.
Because if you say, you know, you could say, do you go to this school? And he's like, yeah, what are you talking about? What you going to be like, okay, prove it.
Like, show me. Who the fuck are you, bitch? Let's see a transcript.
Oh, God.
With the seal on them.
But then you'd be thinking, with the seal. No, but then you'd be thinking, like, well, why would you lie about that? I don't know. People lie about all kind of crazy ass shit.
I do be thinking sometimes if I find out somebody lied about something so find outable,
mm-hmm.
It's like, why did you lie about that? Or why did you feel in that moment the need to lie? Make it make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Kim lying to none of y'all, she's not allergic to peanuts, but she's allergic to peanuts. And if you tried to, you know, she told us she's not allergic. Now everybody's trying to feed her peanut brittle.
It's like, why see? You won't eat this, Kim? Why you won't eat this?
Is that not, you know, it's just.
It's very silly.
Is she going to continue to lie or is she going to end up in the hospital? Who knows?
Now, see, some people will really eat the fucking peanut brittle just to prove I wasn't lying.
I don't know.
And they end up in the hospital. Oh, insanity.
Crazy. What else are we talking about? Would you go on a blind date?
We talked about this. I was gonna say that when you first started talking about it. We talked about this a few podcasts ago.
Oh my god, we did.
Because you was like, you were saying you weren't going to blind date, Kim. If I set it up, I'm your friend. I wouldn't set you up with no weirdo.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's the type of blind date I would go on.
So what other kind of blind date is there? I thought it was always somebody who.
I guess maybe social apps or meeting on.
That's not really a blind date though. Like social media is not. Yeah, because you can see the person. It's almost if, like, you met in the grocery store and decided to go on a date after you met in the grocery store.
Somebody at your job, you know, randomly, be like, hey, Tim thinks you can stop. Well, I guess that's at your job. You kind of probably reach out to who the fuck Tim is. I'm trying to think of another scenario to create a blind date.
Because you are always... I'm not going to let
your neighbor tell me that would be a blind date, though.
What?
I walk outside, your neighbor come walking up to me, random neighbor, like, yeah, I have a brother. You see me, you think she is.
But why would you do that? Right. Why would you take a date from a stranger?
It'll be a date from a stranger. I guess it's the... What's that?
You might as well go meet the bitch yourself.
I wonder. Because let's say Kim goes out to the club. Or, you know, you go out to eat. And then some guy walks up and you're like, hey, I know you're Mo's friend. Could you tell her I'm interested? And you like, you kind of feel him out a little bit. Just that night. You never met him either. Uh-huh. And you come back to me and was like, this guy kind of... seemed interested in you. He asked, would you want to go out with him type thing? That would be considered completely blind.
Okay, yeah, because I don't know him. But I would never do that. I'd be like, nigga,
that's kind of weird. Like, I'll give her your number. What's your Instagram, maybe? We can start there.
Why would you need to come to me in person? That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's why I said they were just out and about and they saw you.
Oh my god, that's like, Kim. Oh, first of all, I'll be very offended. Bitch, you coming up to me asking me about Mo?
How dare you? That's a conversation for another day. Because... How dare
what?
I was thinking more so if a guy was trying to talk to your friend, or your friend is not there, or your friend's like behind you, because that has happened to me before. They'd be like,
but I feel like that's childish. You could just go talk to my. If she's right. Behind I feel like me, it was just childish. Just go talk to my friend. So you aren't there, and you coming up to me like your most friend. Can you tell her I'm interested in talking to her?
You'd be annoyed by that. Yes. I would get a kick out of it. I'm like, oh my god, you like Kim?
Tell her. I would be like, bitch, go talk to Mo. You clearly know who she is. Go on social media and talk to her. Why are you coming to me? Yeah, Mo, this guy.
Okay, maybe I'm acting as if the age of social media isn't here. But I think it'll be cute. I think it'll be cute. If I was the friend and somebody was coming up too interested in you, I'm going to tell them to call you. That's me.
Okay, now I feel like a Grinch.
See?
But still, maybe it's just me. I'm the cute. You're outgoing. I am not.
Right, you can be like, sir. Follow her on Instagram. Move along. It's me gonna be trying to get quick.
It reminds me of I remember Fury and Crystal was saying that every time they be like out somewhere and people run into them, oh my god, where's Fury? I don't fucking know. Like
don't gotta be like that. I'll probably at the house. They probably think, I get a kick out of stuff. I'll be like, Kim's at the house.
They probably think we attached the motherfucking arm. Like, we don't travel everywhere together. Since I don't know where she is. Literally, I don't know. You could be at Kitty House. You could be not me house. You
but
be
that's what people like that, like they'll ask me, oh, what Kim doing?
I ain't telling your business. First of all, I don't know. And secondly, even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Kim is the Grinch. Okay.
Very much. Stay out my business. You in my business.
My business.
Don't do
you
that.
You in Kim's business? Why you want to know where she at?
Don't do that.
What have you heard?
You in our business.
Ooh. I remember what's her name was trying to hook up. We was trying to hook y'all up.
And, you know, y'all was talking, like texting a little bit on the side. And then
that one day, I think it came up. And he was like, oh, yeah, Kim got that call. She finna go. You remember that?
Yes. And I'm like, sir, I wish I got a call. What? Fuck me.
And every call is not the call. I will say that.
That again.
We can all get plenty of calls, but it ain't the call.
No. You're not moving.
Might as well turn my phone off.
Right. Like, you be mad when somebody else texts you. No.
Actually, not you.
Oh, my God. The way it used to upset me when I would get a message and it's not the person I'm hoping to use.
Literally.
Oh, and they'd be like, you ain't do nothing to me. You just texted me.
Especially if you just sent a message out to that person that you're trying to communicate with, and then you get a text from 900 other people.
I'm triggered.
I'm sorry. Can y'all go away? Right now. Because you running back to the phone thinking it's the person you just texted.
Oh.
It's Kim.
I wish
you
could do that.
I want to see a bitch.
What are you trying to say? Kim, you made me lose my train of thought. Oh, I was saying.
It's the punches. Kim does high punches and I do drunk punches. Oh, my God.
What you do it with, like, two. Why are you doing it to
me? It's a fight.
And you know what it gives me? What was that goddamn show? Oh, it was Friends. It was the episode of... I know, but it was an episode of Friends where Joey was dating this girl who would just, like, always, like, hit people. But she would do it I know. She would, like, do it very hard. It would be, like, a friendly punch. Like, oh, my God, you're so silly. But she would...
Girl, I put on forces. Like, girl, first of all, back up.
So So Rachel, she did it to Rachel one time, and Rachel was telling Joey, like, you need to tell her to chill with all that. She did it again. I guess Joey was scared to talk to her because he was scared that she was going to hit him. And so she did it. Like, she hit Rachel, obviously in a joking way, and Rachel knocked him out. Rachel hit that bitch hard.
Because you're not expecting that in the junk hard. You're like, wait a minute, bitch. You ain't playing, but I'm like throwing little air punches at Kim's shoulder. But Kim, she just do it one time. I do. She might drag it out, but it's just one little punch. It's me doing like this until I'm done laughing, and I'll turn around.
But I was going to say, I wish you could hide. You know, you put your phone on Do Not Disturb? Yes. Speaking of, I have a story about that. Do Not Disturb. I wish you could do it for everybody except one person.
Look, we're doing a lot.
Because you can hide alerts for everybody, but that's too much. You're like, manually go through and hide. No.
What you gonna do if you send out a text waiting for one person, but you gonna hide everybody else who could possibly text you? <I'm saying.
laughs> Do not disturb except for, I feel like they can make it happen.
Why I feel like that's not already a feature?
It's not. I wish it was.
Well, I feel like that's already a feature, but you're like, you're right, it's probably not.
It's definitely not.
Damn.
So I was...
Can't be giving out your $1 million ideas on this app.
First of all, Apple just got to be like, oh, that's cute, and give us the update right for it. Oh, granny.
Damn, that'll be good. Kim, you give away your ideas.
First of all, Apple, I know they already thought of this. They had
we got an Apple event coming on the 13th. What's today? The 11th?
Mm-hmm. But I was going to say about Do Not Disturb. So I'm like on my phone in my bed or whatever. I get a phone call, but my phone was on Do Not Disturb because I always do that every time. So I put my phone on Do Not Disturb, and I'm like in the middle of it or whatever, and I get a phone call, and I'm like, Do Not Disturb. How dare you?
It pick and choose, because honestly I had my iPad doing something and my other phone, like this phone was on stop, Do Not Disturb, it didn't get it, but this phone was ringing, and then apparently the iPad started ringing, but I know the iPad on Do Not Disturb because I can't turn the alerts off or whatever, so I just put on Do Not Disturb. But I realized everything was still coming through as if, you know, live, and I'm like, I thought,
see, I don't know how it works on multiple phones, but I know, or multiple devices, but when I answered the phone, I was like, he was like, I think he said something like, when he first called me, it rang one time and then it just hung up. And that's why he called again. So Do Not Disturb, I think, has a thing. If the person calls back to back,
that would explain a fucking lie.
The call will go
through. Remind me to elaborate on what I'm talking about after this shit. Because like, what the fuck? Because
I was so offended. I was like, Do Not Disturb, you didn't even do your goddamn job. What the French toast?
We got to test that out.
We got to test that out. And he said he called. That's what I'm saying. He said he called twice because the first time it rang once. So is that what happens when your phone's on Do Not Disturb? It'll ring and then it'll cut off. Or not cut off, but go to voicemail?
Again, we got to test it.
Because he literally called twice for that reason.
Because with mine, it was the same person calling back to back. So at first, it was kind of not giving notifications. And then after that, I could tell it was giving the notifications. So that might be a thing. We got to read more into this Do Not Disturb bullshit.
Okay, so go ahead and tell me your thing.
No, I'm going to wait till we're done because it's a thing.
Oh, okay. Every time we find out something new about these phones.
We do every podcast. Every it's like single a thing. Yes. Then it's like, you go to our settings, like, is there like,
how dare where does
Do Not Disturb have its own like section, right?
It does. I'm pretty sure.
Is it under general or something?
Well, I don't know. You can search it on your setting.
It's us.
Privacy?
Oh, Do Not Disturb. You got the scheduled ones.
Do you have it in your control panel?
Yeah, I do.
Because I have
quick access.
Right. I hit that thing real quick.
Repeated motherfucking calls.
Yes. Repeated calls will come through. Turn it off.
Son of a bitch. Turn it off.
So pissed. If the person calls back to back.
Oh, no. Take that shit off.
They will let it go through.
How I did not.
You? How dare you?
Well, I'm mad at the auto-reply situation. Shit. Yeah. Bitch. First of all, Do Not Disturb. Don't play with me. But I guess that's for good reason. Maybe.
Yes. In some cases. Emergencies, things like that.
Damn it. Imagine doing a work presentation, but you shouldn't have your phone anyway. But, you know, you got on Do Not Disturb in your back pocket, but your mom, your wife, whoever calling
call you.
Call
you twice.
Twice. Now your phone, it's, you know, buzzing, right? Ringing real loud. It's like, I know, but Do Not Disturb. No, but you've got to not hear the repeated calls.
And so that's why I need to know. Okay, no, we really have to test this. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb.
Turn on the repeated calls, though? Because, I mean, now we know for a fact.
It's but I just want to see what happens. It like does it because it's supposed to just ring all the way through. Okay. You just don't get the notification. But he said it rang once and then went to voicemail. I didn't deny it. I didn't reject the call.
I turned off the repeated calls just so you I can make on? Sure it ain't gonna ring again when it's on Do Not Disturb. So
okay. Oh wait, no, I didn't want to do FaceTime.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Ghetto.
You saw that though, right?
I did.
See, no, first, oh, maybe you stopped. Did you hang up on
accident? I did.
Okay,
I didn't want to do FaceTime. I wanted to do a regular call.
But again, why is it giving me enough? Oh, I didn't turn on Do Not Disturb.
Bitch, I just asked you if you turned on Do Not Disturb.
I'm an idiot. I'm a dumbass.
Clearly. Put all of these.
I was ready to go off on Apple.
You did it on both or just one?
Just, this one already on it. Should be. Mm-hmm. It is not. Damn, that's a good, now you just saw me put on Do Not Disturb.
Yes.
Apple, you playing with me.
You is.
And then I can't decline the shit, so imagine if I'm sitting where I ain't supposed to fucking
Okay, well, let's try it with Unlocked.
I'm gonna trip out though, because.
Why are you still getting the notification? Like, what is going on?
Is it because this phone isn't on Do Not
Disturb? I have no idea.
That's his goddamn iPad gonna be going off, and it ain't. Well, let me see. I'm trying to make it make sense.
This is so ghetto.
Do Not Disturb has been lying to us, and I'm trying to figure out what's the difference. Oh, I guess because it was unlocked, that's why I can answer or decline. Why when it's locked, I can't.
I guess I gotta figure sit here and wait. You wasn't using it if it was locked, so.
Apple, don't tell me what to fucking do. I want to decline shit when my shit locked too. Sometimes that shit be, y'all fuck you up. Shit.
And then the whole person face be popping up. So it's like if you.
Let me not give nobody else a fucking picture. Ever.
I like my picture. Oh, can you do a new picture?
Yes, I will. But no, we going to figure this out.
Still right. We can't spend too much more time.
All
right.
We're going to go ahead and wrap this thing on up because this is way more
important. Ma'am.
Do Not Disturb, y'all. But you got to explain to me why my Do Not Disturb is on.
And it's not working.
And yet it's not working. It's only when iPhone is locked. But even still was locked and your call was still coming through with the vibrating and all.
I'm just like my silence. Like, well, call me. See if it works on my phone. Call me so I can. Sorry, y'all. This is not riveting podcast content. See, it sends people to voicemail.
But Sprint do that when I call anybody on the first time. I don't know what that's about. Oh. So it might be on something on the person's end, or it could be something on Sprint's end. I thought it was a Sprint thing.
Do Not Disturb is just flat out not working, and I don't like that.
It's being real disrespectful, but your phone was unlocked just now, though, right?
It was, yeah.
Try it with it locked.
So, like, it's buzzing.
What the fuck?
This is so ghetto.
I want a new picture, too. I feel like that was, like, 8 years ago. Okay, Do Not Disturb. That's why I said maybe silence always.
Listen, I want to write a letter.
I guess silence don't necessarily mean not going to show the fuck up.
We just got so quiet.
Oh, see, look. We can allow calls for me.
You are my favorite.
Wait. Are you my favorites? Because that would explain why your call is coming through.
Oh.
Oh, bitch. Bitch, you are my favorite.
You are my favorite. But I don't know if I had that setting on.
Bitch.
Yeah. So you can. Oh, so our calls are going to come through.
Oh, my fucking God. Now we fucking know. Hold on, bitch. Allow calls from no one.
Oh, see, I allow calls from no one.
So, what the fuck? So,
but maybe because turn yours off and let's try it again.
But she said we don't have the same favorites. You don't have that.
You're in my favorites.
Oh, I was say maybe your favorites.
But I was thinking because yours is turned off, maybe that has something to do with it.
Okay, now I'm going to do from no one. Would it lock?
Wow, that is so. First of all, it has an option to allow calls from everyone. You might as well just turn Do Not Disturb off.
See, we don't ever did that because.
It's going straight to voicemail.
I'm sorry. So Do Not Disturb was sending everybody straight to voicemail.
You know,
when we made that call yesterday, we called on FaceTime. You see FaceTime again, it'll just ring until it get tired.
Right.
I wonder if we would have called the regular line, would it had, like you said, go straight to voicemail, would it had
sending me to voicemail. Okay, try mine.
Do Not Disturb, don't do that. I ain't doing it. But look, here we go.
It's doing people like that.
The fuck? Let me get it off of there. That's dangerous. But oh shit, I could have just turned it off. But okay, you said call you?
Yeah.
Why am I getting this?
I feel so played.
But no, put yours to everyone. Turn it on. But it's like no one already.
Yes. I don't understand.
Wait, what else did I change, Kim? Silence when I put this call calls from no one. Please turn that on.
Okay, do it again. Try repeated calls. Maybe it's the repeated calls. God, I feel so played. Why would they do me like this?
Oh, okay. There it goes. So it's the repeated calls
thing. It's the repeated calls thing.
Because I clearly called you. Right. It's probably multiple like a 15 times. Minutes, 30 right. minute span. Bitch, I'm gonna figure this shit out and ignore the fuck out of everybody now. No, the only thing I don't like is that it's sending everybody straight to voicemail.
Why? Would y'all do that?
Why would
you? Why can't
y'all
do that?
I was taking every
cake. What
if a little that don't make sense?
Let it ring.
Because now everybody don't think I'm fucking dead out here in these streets. All right. And my phone just died. And no, my phone will never die.
Exactly. Don't be sending people to voicemail. What's wrong with you, bitches?
To my house. Okay, now I can ignore them, but now they're gonna come to my house trying to check on me.
I don't appreciate it.
I know. Well, in fact, I got my statements together now.
Damn, why do we take us going back and forth about it for us to really finish?
We did the same thing when we thought about blocking people.
Yeah.
Because it didn't say, when you block, it don't go to green. It just, remember, because we had to think about that too.
Oh, yeah, it don't.
It don't go to green. It won't say delivered.
Right. Oh, God.
But I had an instance where one phone, you know, it's iCloud, so I can see all text messages on both. But one phone said deliver and the other phone didn't. And we had purposely had me block. I don't know what that was about. Well, well, well. This has been our Apple TED Talk. We learned a lot today.
Look into your do not disturb. Check your stuff.
Oh my God, because we see it's on a lot. Why is it going through? Then right. We turn off the repeated calls. And then you realize it's a favorites thing. I'm like, okay, y'all doing a lot.
Okay, like allow shit. Because you literally allow calls from your favorites. That's why all my calls is
coming. That's why every call is coming through. This whole time, Kim, I swear to God, I've had my phone. Do not, and Chris not the whole time. Too. Yes. So that day I'm referring to. The calls kept coming. I know my shit don't do not disturb. My mind is like blown because I felt so played that night, that day. I was just like, oh my
God. Why does this keep coming through? I'm trying to be left alone, Apple. Why would you do this?
Oh my God.
So make sure you dig into these settings.
Dig into these settings. Fix everything. But I need to find a way to turn. I don't want it to make the calls go immediately to voicemail.
There's no way to turn that off. Please, clearly.
Can we not do that though?
Oh, so it has. You can do it while you're driving, automatically, manually.
This is why I said I want to fix the auto-reply situation.
Yeah. And only auto-reply to favorites. Like, what? All contacts?
So, but this would... So, if I had this turned on, when it was ignoring your call, it would have sent you a text and said whatever I put in here.
I think only while you're driving, though. Like, only while your phone is...
But it's separate. That's just a message that you can change. So, I don't got to say, I'm driving. Because you can't turn it on while you're driving, but then this is a separate... situation.
See? Oh.
Your favorite. Okay, well, if I change it from favorite, anybody will receive this message when they text you.
Oh, okay.
Wait, and they...
So I guess you... Hmm.
So I can put on here, I'll call you back. So it immediately went like how it was ignoring you. Oh, now we gotta try it.
Right.
So that's a thing.
Connected to car Bluetooth. Oh, no, don't do that.
I'll call.
Sometimes I want to enter my phone.
Now I gotta turn on favorites. Auto reply to you are my favorites, but then I do have to turn my other favorites back on. No, it's still gonna ignore everybody, but okay, Kim, try. Oh, shit, wait.
No. I don't want to get to a message.
When are you going to get a tag? It said to favorites, though.
They're going to be like, this is the worst episode we've ever heard
in our
lives.
I'm so sorry. Well, this is very important.
It is very important, guys. And I'm so sorry.
No, Dad, it said auto-reply to favorites. Oh, when they text you. Okay. So if you text me.
Oh, that's what you get. You would get a... Don't be texting people. Listen.
I thought it would do that if y'all was calling me.
Imagine if.
Because, shit, that was a way out of the voicemail.
Let me see. Put your thing under the server. Let me text you. Because imagine if I text you and it'd be like, I'll call you right back. Girl, I didn't call you.
Ah, let me. That's why that message would be dumb, of course. Because Kim just texted me and said, hey, my phone is do not disturb.
See, that's why I thought this was only for driving.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, when we leave, we're going to test it while you're driving. See, that's what they're talking about.
But see, I would have to, I guess, turn that on.
My phone and my car.
I'm trying to figure out why I didn't auto-reply to you. Anyway.
Anywho.
Fuck you, Apple. Oh, let me turn my shit off to disturb while I send people a voicemail.
I can't believe that. How dare you? Voicemail?
You're that's so rude.
All my business.
And you're going to send somebody on an outrage.
Right. You can listen.
If I'm calling Kim's phone and it's going straight to voicemail, I'm going to be so...
I'm gonna be like, oh, Kim dead.
So annoying.
Monique is dead. She gotta be.
You know, because you know, like I said, that's my phone is never dead. Or my phone is always with me. So if my shit is going to voicemail, I'm gonna be like,
somebody kidnapped.
What?
Kidnapped. Somebody took my fridge. They're gonna be calling me for ransom.
That will send anybody over the edge. If your man put his phone on do not disturb like that, and his shit going to voice. Oh no. This whole time I thought I was putting my phone on do not disturb, but clearly our settings were not in place. So that's why I was still getting calls.
The main people that were calling us were still fucking favorites. Getting through.
And we didn't realize we gotta turn off the fake. We just learned a lot. This episode got me called do not disturb now. Bless it. Sorry, y'all.
So anyway, oh, let's talk about that thing you sent me last night. Let me talk about that.
Ah, when the JT, she had reposted it. Yeah. Or, yeah,
something we're talking like about, that. You know what? And I feel like I would be interested to know how many times we talked about baby mamas on this podcast.
Jesus. And not just because I am a woman.
No, but it's just a very hot topic. Like,
what did I send it to you on?
On Instagram.
Okay, tell me something. I'll say that. Okay, so the original post was my baby daddy lying, saying he's going out of town with his homeboys, and I know he's gonna be with his hoe, and that's fine. Just have my money.
I forgot she said with his hoe. Jeez.
Right, with his hoe. But now that I think about it, I don't think that's coming from a place of my nigga lying. It's more of just
that's
my
what I'm saying.
Daddy.
That's why I was a little bit confused, because I was like, is this her man? Are you talking about him lying to her? That can't be, because he's going out of town with her.
Now, I was tipsy yesterday, so now that I'm reading it again, I'm like, oh, she's just talking about, you know, her baby daddy.
Right.
I read it in a way she's talking about her nigga, like her man lying.
Okay, that's why I was talking about her man. Because why would she say,
No, because I can say my baby daddy going out of town with his hoe. He just burned my money. We ain't together. Well, so now that's what she did.
But then why does it matter?
So that's why JT said.
Okay, so the JT part confused me then. Because it seems like baby mama is not. Because
baby mama, they trying to say the baby mama aggravating.
Oh, she annoying. Oh, well, fair.
I originally read this, and that's which why I sent it to you, because I was like, oh, bitches don't care what they nigga doing as long as they bringing them the money.
That's what I was focused on.
That's what I thought the whole post was about.
Same, but JT was like, oh, girl, yes.
All baby mamas are
somebody not in the comments talking about it, and we couldn't date a felon. I said, okay, no, y'all don't be fucking rude.
Don't
be fucking rude.
And then somebody in the comments was like, it's funny how people be talking about their own friends.
Oh, I did see it.
Yikes.
Yeah. Hashtag yikes.
Because low-key, I mean, Carisha, I'm, you know, whatever.
Because what do you do? No, you the baby mama from hell.
Me?
No, you're not the baby mama from hell, but you could be. You was.
What, for a day?
Don't push me. Cause I'm close to the edge.
I'm trying not to lose my head.
All right.
That's all I know.
Y'all bold. Y'all brave.
But even still, it wasn't like, was it a, well, I guess she said a hoe. That was the dig at the girlfriend. But that was her just saying, my baby daddy going out of town. He lied about it. But you just better have my money on.
But you know, and it's funny because you really mad at him. Because yeah. You like, he lying. And it's like, okay, well, why I gotta be a hoe?
Why I gotta be a hoe? Why I gotta be y'all? That's what people were saying. Oh, she's the victim. Why are you attacking her? Because that post, they done made that whole post about her calling that girl a hoe. The whole point was, my baby daddy lying, but you better just have my money. Bitch better have my money. That was the real point of it, because she threw in that hoe. Now it changed. It just gave her, it just changed the whole post around. Because again, what you lying for? Who am I? Other than the baby mama. Which is another why it kind of looked like she's talking about her man at this point. Because why is your baby daddy lying about where he going? Well, he's going out of town. Right. Just fucking go.
Right.
Me and my bitch, me and my hoe, me and my girl, me and the love of my life, whoever. We going out of town.
Shut up.
Congratulations. Bitch, you better have my money. And that's the real bottom line of it.
We don't need to lie. We don't need to tell these lies. What that post said, I get offended when people think I'm lying to them. What you think? I'm scared of you?
What you think? I'm scared of you? That's the truth. It's like, I'm not scared to tell you the truth.
Why is that so funny?
I had a guy, you know, you talking to other people. You got to say you got options. Yes.
Yeah.
You thought I was going to say no?
Oh, my God. What's his face used to do that all the time? Oh, I don't think you're telling the truth. Sir, at this point, what reason do I have to lie?
To lie to you?
I don't
have
to lie to you. That post was just so funny. So, don't you think I'm scared of you?
You think I'm scared of you? That's the real ass question. Like, think about everybody who done lied to you before. Were y'all scared of me? That's why you lied? You had to be scared of something.
Oh,
just lying. Y'all scared of people. Anytime I find out somebody lying, I'm like, oh, you scary. That's why you lie, because you're scary. Come on, say, no, I'm not. So why you lie?
Because I just didn't. Cause literally, you lying because you're scared of whatever the reaction of the person is.
The reaction is going to be.
Shit, that's why I used to lie when I was a kid. Because my dad used to tell me all the time, like, if you just tell the truth, you just tell the truth. If I tell the truth, you're going to beat my ass. Like, no.
If I lie, you're going to beat my ass.
So, but if I lie, I could get away with it. Almost never.
Right.
I could get away with it. Nobody has to get their ass beat.
Because you don't find out now, you're going to find out later. And you're going to explain. Oh, gosh. Deadass, though. Next time somebody lie to y'all, I'll be like, you a scary bitch.
Don't do that.
Watch what they going to say. They ain't going to have no comeback.
Fighting words.
Because as soon as you say, I ain't no scary bitch. Okay, so what you lie for?
Right.
Scary ass bitch.
You just trying to fight. You just trying to
be rumbling with everybody. Kim going to lie to me about something so stupid one day. Not necessarily a big lie. I'm like, Kim, what you ate? She gonna say she went to Wendy's. She probably went to Chick-fil-A. Scary ass bitch. And I'm gonna just say it. She gonna lie.
I'm gonna be like, you're my business, bitch. I don't want nobody to know I eat Chick-fil-A. Shit.
Ooh. But see,
I ain't got no reason to lie to you.
She was scared to know. Scared for me to know she ate at Chick-fil-A. So prove my point. Scary ass bitch.
But I ain't no pussy ass bitch. I'm gonna tell you if I get caught. I ain't just gonna be sitting there lying if I know the person. No, I'm lying. And I would tell you to get out of my business.
Hurry up and lie to me about something.
Oh.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
What else you want to talk about on this Do Not Disturb Ass podcast?
I don't know. I have a question. Do you feel like people ever told you that they got a tiptoe around you?
Not directly like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. People have told me, oh, I didn't want to say that because it just happened yesterday. Two people saw the same information that I did not see.
Instead
of coming directly and telling me about it, they kind of tiptoed around it and waited for me to say something.
I was going to say, nobody who feels like they have to tiptoe around you is going to say, I feel like I have to tiptoe around you.
Right, that's why I'm saying, not in those words, of course, but there are actions and things that have been said.
Well, no.
Be like, I don't want to tell you this because, you know, I know how you are. I want to get you riled up. I want to upset you. So I get that. So, oh, you
and you have a tendency to shoot the messenger.
Really, I do not.
You do. You get rowdy with us. You do.
Kim said I was waving that gun at everybody.
I told you.
But I put the gun down. And I think that's pretty much what they were saying, too.
You be waving the gun. We'll get a little taste. We got a couple minutes.
Why are you waving the gun at people, Kim?
I don't know. I don't know why you do that to us.
I ain't got to do y'all like that.
I do feel like people might have to be on especially in the last couple of weeks. Because I called you last night. You talking about what? What happened? I'm on edge. I'm like, girl, ain't nothing happened.
Not like that. I was excited because I thought you might have seen something. That's exactly. Why I was acting like that.
Exactly. Look, talking about you on edge. You waiting on some shit. Like, no, ma'am. I just want to have a laugh. That's it.
But you got one, because Kai was not with the shit.
So you upset that baby.
Oh, he never going to forget that.
No, he ain't. And he shouldn't. Shit. I almost want to be like, not even almost, because I kept telling you, give it back. Give it back. You could buy another one. And the way you was not going to leave there without your hair.
God bless. Sorry.
Oh, that baby was upset. Oh, that hurt my little feelings. He's so cute, though.
Okay, Kim, I ain't got nothing to talk about. I had on Kim's ring yesterday. Only one person asked me, like, oh, what's this, Mo? It's beautiful.
Kim's.
A cute little ring.
Look at my girl. Every time I go back to those pictures at Kason's first birthday party, I cannot believe how little Camille was. I'm like, she was so little. Watch that later. Well, all right, guys. This was a little bit all over the place, but you know, what else is there to get from us? Maybe any final thoughts?
No, we do what we can.
My weekly message would eat your veggies, drink your water.
Kim.
And yeah, we'll talk to you about it next week.